What's going on, everybody? It's your host, Coach John Willis, and welcome to the Juice Box. That's right. I'm so glad that you're able to join us. Remember, you are here. You are in the right place for a moment of inspiration, education, and empowerment. We aim to help build up community, increase the knowledge base, and hopefully inspire you to be better at what it is you're trying to accomplish. Let's ride. All right, everybody, this is Coach John Willis, and you are listening in the mix to the Juice Box. All right, we're going to dive right into it. So our first topic right now, we're talking about the NBA Finals and Game 2, to be specific. If you're not aware, you can go back and look at in Game 2 in the second quarter, the Boston Celtics versus the Golden State Warriors. Jaylen Brown shoots a three from the right side of the floor. And he shoots it. Draymond jumps forward. It's an A to B foul. After the foul, you know, Draymond's feet, this is what I saw. Draymond's feet were, you know, kind of laying across Jaylen Brown, shoulder, head area. Jaylen Brown responded by, you know, pushing his feet off and standing up real quick, and Draymond, you know, tries to pull the dude's pants down. And the officials, you know, they had called a foul on Draymond, which is rightfully so. But then the officials just went to the monitor and they relooked and they looked at the play and they go, no double technical foul, because you couldn't give Jaylen Brown a technical and not give Draymond a technical. So they just called a common foul because Draymond had already received a technical foul earlier in the game. Now, there were some people who were like, man, this was good officiating. But then I'm like, how? You know, to me, the Golden State Warriors are what's wrong with basketball today. And somebody might be like, oh, well, Coach Willis is a hater. I like the game. So personally, I just feel like that game was fixed. You know, you tainted the integrity of the playoffs because you did not give Draymond Green the technical foul in which he deserved. So, you know, Draymond has even come out on record and said this, where they give Draymond the first tech very quickly. Right. And then he knows that people are not going to throw him out of the game by giving him a second technical foul. This is the kind of stuff I don't understand about the NBA, because there are a lot of people who like to put an asterisk by the 2016 finals when Draymond Green gets suspended for game 5 after he kicked LeBron James in the crotch. Well, the truth is, it is an accumulation of flagrant points, right? I mean, you got to go all the way back to all the technicals he had received throughout the playoffs, you know, like kicking Steven Adams between the crotch as well. So to me, this is the thing I don't understand. As a coach, you know, I try not to get on officials. I try not to get into it with officials at all. Man, shout out to the Coach Hellstrom. Shout out to Ethan Dillon. Shout out to Colton Hafey. What's going on, Coach? I try not to get into it with coaches at all, but I do realize that, okay, they'll be like, okay, Coach, that's enough. We've heard you. Well, if I still want to keep going, then you get what we call a seatbelt technical foul. And if you get the tech, which I did not get any techs all season, if you get the tech, then you know, hey, I got to watch what I say. I got to sit down. I got to pick my battles wisely, because if I say the wrong thing, then I'll get a second technical foul and I'm ejected from the game. And that's just the truth of how the game of basketball works. So to me, nobody should be above the rules. Simple. Plain and simple. And the truth is, Draymond Green, you know, he came out, you know, a little bit more intense than normal and trying to be, you know, this tough guy, which I think he's a fake tough guy, because it's like, you know, he'll jaw back and forth with some people, but then other people he won't, right? So it's like, he not talking to Boogie Cousins, not the way he talking to Jaylen Brown. No, absolutely not. You know what I mean? And then Draymond has a whole lot to say once somebody else is holding him back, right? Like, get out of here with that. You're not tough, bro. You're not tough at all. So bad. So anyway, I think the NBA owes us an apology. I think the officials really, really just tainted the integrity of the game with that call, man. Y'all let me know what you think. You know, if you got an opinion on it, leave a review on the show. You can type in a live message right now. Shoot me an email or whatever it is that you want to do. All right, we'll be right back in a few moments. Hang on. We got a comment. Let me see. Yes. Hey, that is a very good point. You know, Coach talking about how the game is entertainment as well, and that's very true, but the game is entertainment. But that's the problem, though, right? It's like you're losing the integrity of it. You know, Disney is entertainment, right? And Mickey Mouse is entertainment. But you know what? Mickey Mouse is a costume character. And Mickey Mouse, whoever's in character for Mickey Mouse, they're not taking the hat off, the Mickey Mouse head off, you know, and showing us who they are. They're protecting the integrity of Mickey Mouse by keeping us entertained. So NBA, this is Coach John Willis saying, hey, you got to do better. You owe us better than that. All right, we're going to take a pause for the calls. We're going to pay some bills, and we'll be right back. Hi, what's going on, everybody? I'm Coach John Willis, and today I want to tell you about a great gift of inspiration. Have you read The Push book? First off, the word push stands for persevere until something happens. And it's my book that I wrote. It's my greatest accomplishment because where I'm from, people don't write books. So as a published author, I want you to take a few moments. It's an easy read, only about 60 pages. Parents, if you have students, student athletes, if you have children that are playing sports, if you are an athlete and you just need to be inspired, this is the book for you. If you're a parent and you just need some inspiration, this is the book for you. I took a moment and wrote about personal stories that I want to share with you to hopefully help you get through some of the things that you may be dealing with. So thank you for your time. Visit the website and get your copy of the Push book today. Right. All you got to do is go visit www.thejuiceuniversity.com and you can get your copy of the book today. Free copy, might I add. Free copy, Push book, go get it today. All right. Welcome back, everybody. It's your host, Coach John Willis. We're rocking live tonight. We're recording a podcast and we're live on Instagram as well. All right, next topic we have. I saw on a post, I've been seeing, because you know I'm on Facebook and stuff, and I just be scrolling and reading, and I saw something yesterday, and I saw it again today, so I'm going to bring it up on the show, see what people think about it. The comment was about, and I don't have it, you know, word for word, I'm paraphrasing, but the comment was about saying how if Steph Curry, you know, if Golden State can win the title this year and Steph Curry wins the finals MVP, then he would move past LeBron James as an all-time great player. And I'm going to give my two cents in on that. And tomorrow, I believe the trash man comes, so I need to make sure I get that quote in the garbage. This is insane. To say that Steph Curry will have passed LeBron James on the all-time great player list. This is why. Okay. We have never doubted on any team that LeBron has played on, specifically in the finals. We have never doubted that LeBron James is the best player on the team. And he is the reason that they are even in the finals. We've never doubted that. Steph Curry, on the other hand, he has three title rings and he hasn't been the finals MVP, which means he has not been the best player on his team, yet alone the best player on the floor. I mean, think about this. Their first title win, Andre Iguodala gets the finals MVP, and I don't know how because he held LeBron to a triple-double. The next two rings, Kevin Durant was the finals MVP. Kevin Durant was the best player on the court. Simple. You know, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So, if anything, Steph has come up small in the finals. That's just my opinion. Now, if you're going to say that Steph has passed LeBron because of this, by the way, it's only Jordan fans who even say this crazy, blasphemous stuff. If you're going to say Steph Curry has passed LeBron James if they win this title and he wins the finals MVP, then your reason is because he stayed with the same franchise, then I would raise you Tim Duncan. You know, I would ask you, what do you think about Tim Duncan? Because I'm going to pull up his stats in just a moment here. I'm going to pull up Tim Duncan's stats. I want to know what you think about Tim Duncan. Because the reason that you claim to love Steph Curry so much is because Steph Curry has stayed with the same team all these years, right? You claim that roster is drafted, that roster is built and not bought, which we'll address that later because that's not really the truth either. So we'll address that here in just a moment. But let me look at some Tim Duncan stats, all right? Because people say that, you know, Steph Curry is getting ready to pass LeBron James. That is so crazy to me. Now, Tim Duncan only played for the Spurs. I don't know if you knew that or not. He was drafted to the Spurs. He didn't go anywhere else. He stayed there the entire time. Also, Tim Duncan is a 5-time NBA champion, 15 times all defensive team. He was the 97-98 rookie of the year. Okay. In 99-2000, he's the all-star MVP, and he's a 15-time all NBA, 15-time all-star. And he is not one, not two, but 3-time NBA Finals MVP. And you know what? When people talk about the greatest player of all times, they either say LeBron or Michael Jordan. They either say LeBron James or Michael Jordan. And then some of the old heads, like my OG James Easton, you know, some of the old heads, they'll say Wilt. Nobody ever says Tim Duncan. So if Steph is to pass LeBron, that means he has already passed Tim Duncan. That's the way the English language works. You are implying that. And I think that is absolutely 100% ludicrous. If you feel like Steph Curry has had a better career than Tim Duncan, I have some oceanfront property for sale in Cheyenne, Wyoming. I got a great deal for you, but you can only purchase it via Cash App or Western Union. I won't take credit for it. Unbelievable. Tim Duncan, 5-time NBA champ, 15-time All-Star, 15-time All-NBA. It's amazing. And the guy played 18 years. So in He made 15 All-Star games. I'm sorry, 19 years. In 19 years, he made All-Star game 15 times. What are we talking about? You know, if you look at the two of them, shout out to basketballreference.com for providing us with the stats here. Shout out to them. So we get ready to compare Steph Curry and Tim Duncan. So see here. We get it pulled up, and that'll be that. Because this is out of control. I can't believe that some people are actually saying this. Like, this makes no sense at all. It makes me question, like, your basketball knowledge. Okay, here we go. Tell of the tape. Tim Duncan and Steph Curry. First off, Tim Duncan has played in 500 more games. Yes, Steph averages more points over his career. Absolutely. But Tim Duncan has 6,000 more points than Steph Curry. Just, you know, food for thought. In case you were wondering. This is crazy. I just can't believe that when people talk about, you know, Steph Curry passing LeBron, my question is, when did he pass Tim Duncan? All right. We're going to start one more time. We got one more commercial coming in, and then we'll be right back. What's going on, everybody? It's Coach John Willis, and I'm here to tell you about the next step to get your company to the next level. Join the hunt. If you're in a management or supervisory role and you're wondering how are you going to generate buy-in from your employees or from your team, then you need the Join the Hunt package. Join the Hunt is a series of five different lessons in which we dive into feeling united. We discuss being on a united front. We discuss not taking old habits into new opportunities. We talk about the Patriot way. It's how we do what we do. Join the Hunt is a once in a lifetime opportunity that is guaranteed to take your company to the next level. Sign up today. Visit the website www.coachjohnwillis.com and reserve your spot today to bring Join the Hunt Team Building Leadership Series to your department or team or organization today. Thank you. Okay, welcome back, everybody, to the Ride Out. Now, the last topic we're going to talk about, well, not the last. We're going to talk about another topic. We got two more and then we'll be done. There are people saying that the Golden State Warriors are built and not bought. And there's some truth to that, because, you know, they drafted guys like Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Kevon Looney. You know, these are guys that they drafted. And they're like, oh, well, our core, you know, our core is what we drafted. And that's why we are, you know, what we are. Well, here's the truth about that core. Because that core is pretty good. But the truth is that core struggled to get out of the first round of the playoffs, if we're going to really be honest. That's just a fact. You know, so they didn't draft Leandro Barbosa. They didn't draft Andre Iguodala, and they weren't getting out the first round until those guys were added to the roster. Sorry, Golden State fans. It is what it is. Now, they did draft Kuminga and Wiseman. Absolutely. And Jordan Poole. Absolutely. They drafted all of those guys. However, they had to tank in order to be at the top in order to get Wiseman. So there it is. My point is this. They have struck gold in the draft. You can't deny that. Their office is doing a great job evaluating talent. So to that, I tip my hat to them. However, they did not draft Iguodala, finals MVP, best player on the team, best player on the floor. They did not draft Kevin Durant, finals MVP, best player on the floor. So this notion that the Warriors are built and not bought is crap. They need to kill it. All right. Last thing I got, man, a recruiting tip before we sign off and get out of here for the night. A recruiting tip. All right. So this is what I'm going to give you. Free game. Players, high school coaches, AAU coaches, handlers, parents, etc. Because everybody's working for the kid now, right? Trying to get the kid seen, trying to get the kid noticed. This is what I want to give you as a recruiting tip. Think about this. Think about this. One of the major keys in recruiting is fit. Do you fit the program in which you are trying to attend? Are you a good fit for them? For example, when I was growing up, the University of Nebraska Cornhuskers, I know my guy Ricardo knows about the Nebraska Cornhuskers, in the early to mid 90s, they had a quarterback named Tommy Frazier. They had a running back by the name of Lawrence Phillips, and they were running the triple option out of that wing T set. If you are a pocket passer or a wide receiver that likes, you know, 10 or 12 targets each game, you shouldn't go to a school that runs the wing T. Why? Because they're not throwing the ball. Simple as that. As it relates to the game of basketball, you can look at Syracuse. Syracuse is running the 2-3 zone, right? So Syracuse is going to have longer, more athletic wings, right? They're going to have a big guy. Usually he's 6'11", 7 feet in the middle of the zone. Well, if you're a 6'9 center, you probably shouldn't be trying to go to Syracuse because they're not going to play you. Simple as that. Maybe you go somewhere like Villanova. Villanova plays smaller, undersized, you know, forwards who have a better skill set. So I'm just trying to help you understand that fit matters. And here's another thing you can do, because you might get lucky enough and meet a college coach and like know somebody who is a head coach or who is an assistant coach. Even better, if you know a head coach, somebody who could potentially sign this kid or sign your nephew or your cousin or the kid that you're coaching. Now, coaches, I have learned this. I am speaking from experience. AAU coaches, club coaches, 7-on-7 coaches, high school coaches, the kids themselves, parents, all these people are emailing these college coaches, contacting these college coaches. And this happened to me as a junior college head coach. I want you to think about this. You guys send us, I'm saying us as the coaches, you guys send us film and video of your player, whether it's your relative, your nephew, or whoever. You guys send us video of your person, right? The person you're trying to get put on, you guys send us video of them. You guys say to us, hey, look at them. This is my homeboy, Coach Willis. I know him from Florida. I went to college with him. And you're telling me, Coach, I need you to recruit this kid. Coach, you ought to recruit this kid. But what you don't do is you don't do any homework and study what we run. You don't look at what we do offensively. You don't look at what we do defensively. And you're sending me this kid. So if I am to sign the kid that you want me to sign, and that kid is not a fit for what we do, you, my friend, are effectively costing me my job. You're trying to have me fired because you sending me kids who can't help me. I'm just trying to let you know how it is. I'm just trying to let you know the truth behind the situation. Because in the game of football, for example, if all you throw to your receivers are vertical go routes, they just running nines, or if you're in high school basketball and all your team does is press and they're flying around trapping all the time, and my team runs a 2-3 zone, you're lost. Or if all you run is a 2-3 zone and I play man-to-man principles and the kids got to know how to switch, they got to know how to deny a pass, they got to know how we're going to cover ball screens and how to show or how to be up or how to switch a ball screen. If you haven't taught any of that, don't call me about your kid. I don't know how else to put it. That's just the facts. So there's your recruiting tip for the night, man. We have a lot of cool stuff going on. We're going to change gears because I don't want to get my blood pressure up. We're going to change gears. We got a lot of dope stuff coming from the CJW brand. Make sure you stay with us. Check out the podcast on all platforms. Leave us a review. You know, check us out. Leave us a review. And, you know, we got some a couple special guests coming up real soon. Got some guests coming on. They're going to be joining us. We're going to bring on different coaches. We're going to bring on former players, people that played for me. And we're going to bring on different entrepreneurs, people in business, you know, just to see what people have going on. Like I said, this is a moment of inspiration with Coach John Willis here on the Juice Box. And the last thing I want to leave in your spirit is this. Remember, you are planted and not buried. Absolutely. You are planted and not buried. You had to be planted so that you can go through a metamorphosis. Things had to get dark around you. You had to have some pressure put on you so that you could go through a metamorphosis and come out the best version of yourself. Thank you for listening to tonight's episode of the Juice Box. It'll be posted here in a couple of days. We appreciate your time. We love you all. Please reach out to me. If you got an email, I want to hear from you. CoachJohnWillis@gmail.com. Instagram @Coach_John_Willis. On Twitter @CoachJ_Willis. Holler at me. We're trying to do this thing the entrepreneur way. If you know somebody who coach, send them my way. All levels, man. I'm looking for people who coach elementary, people who coach middle school, people who coach high school. We're just trying to do something different, and we're trying to get 1,000 coaches. We're trying to get 1,000 coaches in our certification program, man. So that's what we're trying to do. All right. Grace and peace to everybody. If you got any questions, feel free to hit us up. Until next time, we'll holler at you later. Go be great. And remember, you got the juice.